I'm glad there's no evil in our courts. We got all good judges. Oh, y'all don't believe that? I think about this court case. The Newmans, they have had an 11-year-old daughter, and she came down with some kind of sickness. And, of course, the first thing this Christian family did is pray over the child. Well, the next day, she wasn't doing a whole lot better, and so they prayed over her again. And then that afternoon, she passed out. So after she passed out, they called 911. And when they came, she was not only passed out, she was dead. She had had an attack of diabetes, and her insulin levels were too low. And so when they checked her, they found she was dead. And they said, why didn't you call us yesterday? They said, well, we didn't have any idea what was wrong. So said, we're Christians, and we prayed over her daughter. So, but when she got a little weaker today, well, we prayed over her again. And so when she did pass out, then we called y'all to come help. They said, if you had called us yesterday, we could have saved her life. They think. That's what they said. And so since the mother and dad didn't call yesterday, and because they prayed over her, the state of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit against this family, both the man and the wife, the husband and wife, and have carried them to court. Now, whenever they took the woman to court, they was talking to the family and said, if we only knew somebody that had ever seen anybody really healed by praying, we'd love to have them as a witness. Oh, the couple said, we know somebody. Said it's Pastor Thurman Scrivener. He sees people healed all the time. And the attorney said, oh, he does? So, well, let's call him and see what he says. So they called me and I talked to him and I said, oh yeah, I will be happy to come and witness. I said, I've seen thousands of people healed in my life. I said, I've got many, many cases of real people that's been healed of all kinds of things. Yes, Jesus is the healer. I said, good. We want you to be a witness. And I said, he said, we'll have to get it approved by the court. I said, okay. So they go in and they talk to the court about having me come. And the judge said, no problem. Yeah, he can be a witness. And so they called me and said, we'll have to subpoena you. And I said, no, you don't have to subpoena me. Don't forget about that. I will be there. They said, okay, whatever. We want you to come as a witness. I said, okay, good. I will put it on my calendar. When do you think it's going to be? They said, well, they told me what week, and it'll be in court from Monday through Friday. But said, we probably won't need you till Tuesday afternoon or maybe Wednesday. I said, well, no problem. I'll come Tuesday morning and be ready. I'll just be there. A few days later, they called back and said, the court had checked me out. And they found out that I was real. And they denied me the privilege to be a witness in their court. Isn't that amazing? See, they'd never seen anybody healed. This guy's got to be an idiot. You know, it couldn't be really real. So, you know, oh, yeah, you think you got somebody that's seen people healed. Okay, we'll let this idiot come up here. But then when they checked me out, I found out, hey, he's real. He has really seen people. And the people he gave us, we checked them out. And they said, yes, he's real. So we don't want him as a witness. And so they denied me the privilege. And so when the guy called, said, I've never seen anything like this. I said, it's not God's time. Now, does it say here in Ecclesiastes there's a time for everything? I said, now, I don't know what. I said, if y'all lose, are you going to appeal? Yes. I said, so how far are you going to go? He said, if necessary, to the Supreme Court. I said, okay. At the proper court level, when God wants me to be there, that's when he'll put me on the stand. So I said, you know, don't worry about it, folks. God's in control, isn't he? So you just let God be God and realize that he's in control and he has a plan. If they had put me up there the first time when the mother was on the stand, even before the daddy was, the suit went to him, and if we'd have got it all cleared out and that had been all it was done, it wouldn't hit no news nowhere, you know what? Nobody ever knew nothing about it. But if this thing goes to the Supreme Court, and then mom and daddy both are held guilty of killing their 11-year-old daughter. And then they put me on the set and we come up with 8 or 10 powerful witnesses, people that have really been healed and people that will not be ashamed of Jesus. Hey, they can't deny this miracle. And then that, just think what that could do. The whole United States might get to hear about Jesus and his healing power. But the king's in control. He's going to do whatever he wants to do to glorify himself. And if that's not part of his plan, hey, I won't be there at all. I mean, but he's in control and he has a plan. So I'm not the least bit concerned. I also noticed that throughout the world, there is evil in the courtroom. Yes, even the courts of law are corrupt. So hadn't changed much, has it? 17 and 18. I said to myself, in due season, God will judge everyone. Now, see, that's kind of scary, but he will. In due season, God will judge everyone, both the good and the bad, for all their deeds. Now, of course, that's reiterated in the New Testament. God will judge us both, you know, for everything we've done, good and bad. Then I realized that God allows people to continue in their sinful ways so he can test them. Ooh, isn't that something? I realized that God allows people to continue in their sinful ways so he can test them. That way they can see for themselves that they are no better than animals. God allows you and me to be tested. Just think, in the New Testament, James chapter 1, he clearly says, my brethren, consider all these various trials and tests pure joy. Because what God's doing, he's testing your faith to see where you're going to wind up. Just think, let's go back to that lady in Grand Rapids last year that got healed, that had been down with Parkinson's, and got out of that wheelchair and ran all over the place. I mean, that was an awesome thing. She didn't just get out and walk off, I mean, a little bit. This woman, before she gets out the back door of the church, which hadn't walked a step in 7 years, is running and running up the steps, going out, and then runs out in the parking lot and runs all amongst the cars, screaming, Jesus has healed me. She was being tested. Her husband was being tested. And they both failed their test. In 2 months, she's back in that wheelchair. Her husband got to see a mighty miracle of God, and he still denies that there's a God. What in the world do you think got that woman out of that wheelchair? I mean, they can explain away everything, can't they? But God did that to test that family to see if it was going to bring. I've had so many people tell me in my life, Thurman, if you just fly up here and pray for my uncle, he's on his deathbed with terminal cancer, and if God would raise that man up, the whole family would get saved. I said, no, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. I said, I've seen this happen time and time and time again. And they back off and say, nah, well, he didn't really have cancer in the first place. You know? I mean, I stood right over the fence right up here with a man that's a Church of Christ here, it's been many years ago. I was back there building fence one day, and his neighbor, which has since died, but this man lived many years after I prayed for him. Fred Simmons was the guy's name. He was a deacon in the Baptist church in Justin, and he come down with prostate problems. He went in on Friday. They checked his prostate. It's so bad. The doctor said, Monday morning, we're going to put you in the hospital up here, and we're going to do surgery on you, Fred. Well, Sunday, whenever Fred came to church, he said, you know, before we leave today, I want to ask all y'all, let's stop and take a few minutes before we leave. I want y'all to pray for me because I've got to go to the doctor in the morning at 7 o'clock to have surgery for prostate problems. Now, he's about 75, I guess, at the time, somewhere along there. And so the pastor said, okay. And so we had our normal little, you know, one-hour service, you know, and probably 15, 20 minutes of teaching from God's word or preaching. And then the pastor prayed and dismissed and said, y'all are dismissed. And I jumped up and I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, Fred asked us to pray for him. Oh, he said, Thurman, that's right. I forgot that. So we get Fred up here at the front. We lay hands on him. We pray over him. And I remember some of the elders, the deacons that was in the Baptist church. Oh, God, now if it be your will. When he goes to the doctor tomorrow, if it be your will, let the doctor get all that cancer in the name of Jesus. That just turns me off. When they all got through praying, I said, well, Fred, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pray different. I said, I'm going to rebuke this thing in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to ask God to clean this out in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do it by faith. I said, be healed in Jesus' name, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18. I said, guarantee you're healed, Fred, in the name of Jesus. Everybody thought, this guy's crazy. There was some of them even offended. They told me later. But the next month, that was already 8 o'clock or whatever on Sunday night. Fred Simmons gets up the next morning, goes into the doctor. He gets up here, the doctor does the blood work, and he comes back and said, Fred, I don't know what happened. He said, what do you mean? He said, Friday, when I checked you, your blood was so bad with this problem, but today it's perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. And so he said, Fred, I don't know what happened. He said, I know what happened. They prayed over me at church last night. That's what happened. And he said, well, put your clothes on and go home. There ain't nothing wrong with you. So Fred came home, and of course, when he got home, you know, his wife was with him, and she said, praise God, glory to God. She said, I'm going to call everybody we know and tell them Jesus healed you. Now, if you want something told, give it to a woman. She'll get it done. Praise God. God's got some good women out there. And Miss Louise Simmons was a good one. She called everybody she knew in Justin and praising Jesus for healing her husband. And he did. And of course, after 3 or 4 or 5 years, Fred's still walking in health. He has never had any more prostate troubles, nothing. And I'm back here over the fence talking with one of my neighbors, which was a Church of Christ. I'm back here building fence, and he drives up. That place is his on the other side. He drives up, hey, Thurman, how you doing? I said, glory to God, everything's going good. He said, what do you mean? What's going good? He said, you're always so happy. I said, praise God. I said, Jesus is doing wonderful things. Oh, he said, Thurman, what wonderful things is Jesus doing today? I said, well, praise God, he's doing all kinds of wonderful things. I said, in fact, you know your neighbor up here, Fred Simmons. I said, Jesus healed him when I prayed for him. Oh, he said, I heard that crazy story. He said, what was wrong with him? I said, I don't know. He had some kind of cancer. I don't know whether it was, well, I named 2 or 3. I said, I don't remember what. He said, see there, if you'd have healed him, you'd at least knew what kind of cancer he had. I said, I didn't heal him. I said, I just prayed for him. I said, Jesus is the healer. He said, Thurman, Jesus quit doing those things with the apostles. He don't do that no more. I said, no, sir, Mr. Knox. I said, Jesus does do those kind of things. He said, Thurman, you're crazy. And he turns and walks off. And from that day to this, he won't even talk to me. Praise God, I'm crazy for Jesus. Amen. I don't know. Jesus says to them that believe. Now, it's terrible to be an unbelieving believer. You know that? Isn't it terrible, Betty, to be an unbelieving believer? You know, wow, that's amazing. You know, I look at Betty, I got to tell her story one more time. I've told this so many times. You don't care if I tell your story, do you? That girl's a woman of God right there. I mean, her and her husband sitting right there. She was building a spreadsheet one time. I think it was in Excel or something, whatever it was. And she was having trouble putting all them formulas in there. And so she went in and she prayed.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, America is Being Destroyed from Within, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.